This is WJBC This Week.
And he took 7 of his flowers out of his garden. Though we can't see it now, his garden is going to be even more beautiful because of what he has done. We may not see it, Joe, but trust God. Trust him that what he has decided is right.
Welcome to WJBC This Week, where we take a special look back at a tragedy in Bloomington that happened on Tuesday, a plane crash that took the lives of 7 people. On this week's program, we take a look back at the press conferences and the memorials. This is WJBC This Week. Welcome back to WJBC This Week. I'm Terry James. Following the news of the Tuesday plane crash, Illinois State University President Larry Dietz called WJBC.
President Dietz, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you for having me on the air. I'm so sorry that it's about the story that we're about to talk about.
Yeah, you know, there were some men, very good men, on that plane, men that you knew well. And one of the comments that we've made today is this is a large community, but it's a small community because we all know each other so well. And especially right. In the sports community, a lot of people knew these folks.
Well, they were terrific individuals. The I knew Tori and Aaron personally. I traveled with Aaron on some fundraising events that we had, and knew him really quite well. Tori used to bring recruits up to my office, and so I'd get to see him on a fairly regular basis, and just really terrific young professionals, real stars in their own field, and we're going to miss them terribly, as well as you know, the other supporters that were in the community. So our heart is just broken today, but we'll be resilient, and we'll move on and honor their memories. But right now, we're all, I think, in mourning, and our hearts go out to all their families.
President Dietz, we, of course, heard about Tori Ward, who was on that plane, and the basketball team was told this morning around 8 or 9 a.m. Do you know what their reaction was?
You know, I've not talked with any of the folks over there other than Larry Lyons. I was in Springfield early this morning for another meeting and came back about late morning. And so I'm not sure what all has transpired over in the athletic department.
As far as on campus, you issued a statement earlier today, and there is concern that many of the students knew these gentlemen that were on the plane and that there may be some need for some counseling for the students.
Well, that's something that we always do, is that we are a very tight-knit community. We're, you know, a university of over 20,000 students, but we really are a very tight-knit university family. And so one of the things that we always offer to students that might need some help coping with the loss is the professionals within our counseling center to offer support and encouragement and some grief counseling if you know, people need some help there. So they're always ready to help out.
ISU President Larry Dietz. President Dietz, this is Dan Sweeney. I want you to break down the two men who were from ISU and just tell us your first reaction when you first met Aaron Leach, when you first met Tori Ward, and how their personalities meshed with what you saw.
Well, they're both were very friendly fellows. Both always had a smile on their face. They knew their respective areas of expertise really well, and so it gave a person like myself a good deal of comfort to know that they were in the room whenever you know, I was there working with them to either you know, help recruit players or in Aaron's case, you know, work with a donor or prospective donor and talk about stewardship of a gift or talk about plans about how, you know, the athletic program might be improved. And so both were just solid professionals, great expertise, friendly fellows, always had a positive word about everybody and just solid professionals and wonderful human beings. And from what I gather, a terrific family people as well.
I think it's fair to say that they were both on the elevator up in their career path too, weren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. We were fortunate to have them here. And I think they were both, you know, they'd been at other places, but I think they were really enjoying their career here at Illinois State. And they were making terrific contributions. And we're going to work hard every day after today to make sure that we honor the legacy that they've left here and continue to improve both of those programs.
And President Dietz, Terry James here again. There's been a lot of tragedy this year with both students and now staff. How do you move forward in speaking with students and leading the university forward as life must go on after today, a day that we will all remember for a long time?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to support each other and to support these families. And so we go through a mourning process, and you know, we deserve to be sad. These individuals were making terrific contributions. The students that we, you know, on occasion lose, you know, those are not statistics. All of those individuals are human beings that no other people here have made contributions. And so we go through the grieving process, but we also, to honor the memory of those who've gone on, it's really incumbent upon all of us to pull together and continue to make this university the best we know how to make it. And so that's what Tori and Aaron were doing, and it's what students were, you know, have been doing. They've been studying hard and you know, trying to improve themselves. And so it's really incumbent upon us to, you know, keep working hard and moving forward.
And President Dietz, can you confirm that they were attending the NCAA tournament championship game yesterday?
That's what we've heard. I think the whole thing is still under investigation, but yes, that's what we've heard.
President Dietz, here's the only thing that I can think of today, because so many lives have been touched by this plane accident, is that for me personally to remember them and to honor their memory, pick up the phone tonight and call somebody and tell them you're thinking about them.
Absolutely.
Because they may not be there tomorrow. It just has to be done.
You know, I think that would be a great tribute to those that we love. And so, it's never, enough to tell those that we care about that we care about them. So I think that would be a great, great legacy.
President Dietz, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to call us. There will be better days ahead.
That was Dan Sweeney and I with ISU President Larry Dietz. More on the tragedy that took place last Tuesday, the plane crash in Bloomington Normal that took the life of 7. You're listening to WJBC This Week. Welcome back to WJBC This Week. I'm Terry James. We're remembering the 7 special leaders we lost following a plane crash on Tuesday in Bloomington. Now, a special press conference from Illinois State University. Here's WJBC's Red Pitcher.
Thank you. Red Pitcher here at Hancock Stadium at the club. Mike Williams, Sports Information Director, is getting ready to
Welcome,
speak.
Everyone.
We'll go to him right now.
My name is Mike Williams. For those of you that don't know me, and on behalf of the entire Illinois State Athletics Department, I want to thank you for coming today. At this time, I ask everyone to please turn any cell phones to silent as we move through this procedure. To my direct right is Illinois State Director of Athletics Larry Lyons. In the middle, Illinois State Head Men's Basketball Coach Dan Muller. And on the far end, Senior Forward John Jones, who will be speaking on behalf of the rest of his teammates today. Each will make a brief statement before we open up for questions. If you have questions, please preface it with your full name and the organization you are representing here today for us. You can imagine this is a tough time for all of us, and we are here to talk about those that we lost yesterday, our close friends and those we care about. Please know that just like everybody else, we are awaiting more information about the investigation from the NTSB and the FAA. And as such, we will not comment specifically about the accident and what has happened, and focus more directly on our friends and those we lost. So as we begin, we'll open up with Coach Muller.
Thank you for coming. didn't want to start yet. But try to make it through this without with being able to talk. Okay.
Okay. I mentioned yesterday there's no play in the playbook to handle this. A strength of this campus and this community is that the Redbird family answers the call when there's a need. I'd like to thank President Larry Dietz, Jay Groves, and their staff for their help and guidance. Our campus community has reached out. The Bloomington-Normal community has reached out. Support has come from every athletic department across the country. Incredible support. I'd also like to thank our staff and our coaches for doing what we do and to support our student athletes in this endeavor. Our focus is our student athletes. Our focus is the families who need us now. It's a bumpy road, but the Redbirds will be there. I know we're here primarily to speak about Aaron and Tori, but it's important to mention Andy Butler, Terry Strelo, Jason Jones, Scott Bittner, and Tom Heilman. There's a large void in our community and our Redbird family. And really, Bloomington Normal is a small town. And in many respects, everybody is touched by this tragedy, and they will all be missed. I want to thank the media for giving us a day to get together and get our thoughts behind us. Give us a little bit of time to get prepared, because yesterday was a day for family. That's what our focus was. And again, I want to thank everybody who has reached out with their thoughts and their prayers locally and across the country.
Okay. Yesterday was the hardest day of my life. Lost a lot of good friends, and I met Andy Butler and Terry Strelo about 20 years ago, and they're such good people, and to their families, words of course don't express to Jamie and Joan and their families. Jason Jones I met recently, a great man, his kids and family, to Scott and Tom, who I didn't know well. Our prayers are with them. I tried to dress up because Aaron and Tori always look good. A couple years ago when Aaron was coming back, they told me, hey, Aaron, this guy's coming back. And I hadn't met him yet. And told about how great he was. And great to work with, great to work for. And he was my primary contact in our department. And they undersold his greatness. He was a good man. We'll miss him.
I described Aaron as a shining star yesterday. The first call I made, the first call I made 2 years ago was to ask Aaron to come back. I He had a tremendous gift, to reach out and develop and nurture relationships. I mean, he was incredibly talented. He was a high character individual, incredibly loyal. He came back. Strong family man, just an incredible base in his family, incredible faith. You know, in this business, you need really good people. You need good people in college athletics, and we needed him in this business. Externally, we were doing things very well. He did for those of you who don't understand when I say externally, it's our fundraising efforts, it's our sponsorship sales efforts, it's our marketing efforts, it's our ticket office, it's media relations, it's everything that has to do with touching folks externally. And that group is a talented group of people. And he was a tremendous leader. He's going to be incredibly big shoes to fill. Incredibly big shoes. Torrey Ward. What a big personality. I mean, a huge personality. I have a weakness for peanut M&Ms. And those things are in a bowl on Sue's desk in the men's basketball office every day. And it's a struggle for me to stay away from those peanut M&Ms. And Torrey crucifies me whenever he sees me about, had my hand been in that bowl. He loved people. He loved getting under your skin a little bit. Our fans loved him. When we have a coach come in before games in one of our donors' rooms, Torrey was a highlight. I mean, the room would shut up and pay attention. He'd give a little scouting report. He'd take a couple jabs at a couple people in the room, and let's go win one for the Birds. And he was on a path. He was going to be a head coach. He had that skill set to do that. And some school is not going to have that opportunity to have them as their head coach. It's just unfortunate because we need people like him in that side of the business.
Thank you. With Aaron, he was, in 2 years, he made a tremendous difference in our department, in my life, and to Lindsay and his family, of course. Our prayers go out. And just a great person. As Larry said, infectious personality, was always there for me and for our team and for everybody. At a relatively young age, truly left a legacy, probably across the country, certainly here on campus. And it's hard to imagine not seeing him.
Got anything else to say?
A couple more things.
Okay,
let me jump in here.
Yeah.
Like Dan, I had met Scott Bittner. I did not know him well. I know he was a guy who cared about the Redbirds. And a lot of guys flew with him to not only Redbird games, but, you know, golf events and Hawks games and things like that. I didn't know Tom. I know he was a tremendous pilot. I know people that, you know, used his services. Jason Jones is probably a guy that is pretty typical of Bloomington Normal. He was from Lincoln, Illinois. His dad's an alum, played baseball here, Woody. But he played basketball at Wesleyan. So he was a Wesleyan guy. But he was also an ISU guy. There are so many people in this community, they're both. And that's awesome that we can support Wesleyan and we can support Illinois State Athletics. Terry Strelo, he's an icon. You know, when people come back to this campus, I mean, what's on their checklist is Avanti's and the pub. Not necessarily in that order. And what a unique place the pub is, because it's a family restaurant during the day that we all go to. And it's one of the top 100 college bars at night when the kids take over.
We don't go then.
At night. We go there during the day.
That's right.
But what a unique place. And, you know, what a following that, that. And Terry was a Redbird.
Yes.
Terry was a Redbird. Thick or thin, didn't matter.
Yes.
He was a Redbird. And then there's Andy. Andy was a true Redbird. Grew up in Champaign. Came to Illinois State. I like to call him a facilitator. He was a guy that saw as his role was to facilitate relationships and get people to become Redbirds. He knew more people. He had more relationships. He would be somewhere, and you'd get a tweet or something would show up on his Facebook, and you're going, oh, my God. He knows more people. He is at more places. But his whole goal was to find a way to get more people to support the Redbirds. That was just a passion of his. He brought people to the table. He brought people to games. He spread the word. Those are big shoes to fill. Big, big shoes to fill. You want to say something, John?
I still can't believe it, you know. When I woke up yesterday, usually when you get the text or something in the morning, report to the locker room, it's like you got in trouble or something, you about to run or something. So I texted Coach back, like, you got me concerned, like, you just, I don't know what to do. And then I had to go to the high school to do some schoolwork, and then I got out. And then I texted Deshaun, like, yo, somebody in trouble or something? Like, what's going on? And then, like, going through this as a team and like, the camaraderie we had with him, with Coach Ward. Not only Coach Ward, Scott, the first time I got here, the first practice I had, I saw Scott on the sideline. And I saw a couple other guys that they came to our practices, and it was just like, these guys are just father figures to us. You know, to me, my father's been out of my life, so Coach Ward, me and him had a personal relationship, not only on the court, but off the court. You know, his little son came here for one of the summer camps we had, and I was like, man, he means the world to us, because, I mean, his dad is out there coaching us, so if we can pass that on to his son, you know, and I just can't believe it. Like, so much fun we had. I texted him on Friday. I was at the Bulls game. I texted him. I was like, man, I love you so much, and thank you for all the things you did for me. He was like, I love you too, man. And that's my last words to him. I just wish that I could see him again. Knowing his smile, he always out there shooting half court. Even one time during the season, I think we lost like three straight or something like that. And he told Coach, go out of the locker room. Like, and he sat us down and said, this is not what we want to do. Like, this is not the type of season we want to have. And he was just a muscle on our team. Like, you probably didn't realize it, but everything that Coach said, he'll back it up, you know. And all those memories, they not going to go to waste. I remember him coaching me on the sideline. It got to a habit. Like, I was when I was in the game, I was looking at the sideline, like, what to do next, Coach Ward? He was such a good man, man. You went too early, but you can't blame God. Why? You never can do that. Like Coach said yesterday, it's important we remember and move on. You know, you can't stick up every day with nothing to do. He would want us to keep on doing what we're doing. Yesterday, I went in there. I'm a senior, but I'm in there working out with all the guys, you know, because that's what Coach Ward was like, you know. 2 weeks ago, I asked him, you think I can go pro and I can make some money? He was like, sure, yeah. You played a wonderful last six weeks of the season. He was like, you played outstanding, you know. And that's all helped to him. Like, I wouldn't be here without Coach Ward. We won all them games without Coach Ward. And it ain't going to be the same. I know tears not going down my eyes now, but I'm bawling inside, man. I'm bawling inside. And this is just the toughness he built in me. you know, sophomore year when I redshirted, on the road every day we would have an individual workout. And he one time he told me he'll run me till my feet bleed. I wish I could run right now, man. I'll run miles for him, knowing that he can't coach me again. Me up there looking down, you know. It's going to be hard for all of us to accept the fact he's gone, but he was such a good man. I even remember at UAB where he played. We went in there. He was like, man, you better get some buckets here tonight, because I used to get buckets in here. He was like, anybody that came in here that was going out with an L.
Tori was a special person. I've known him for about 12 years, and we became close friends. And of course, I brought him here. He was the first phone call I made when I got the job. Professionally, he was awesome. He could do anything. He was going to be a head coach soon. He was instrumental in what we've done here and what we're going to do in the future. He was unique because he could talk to anybody. He could recruit anywhere in the country. He could help any kid. He could build trust. He truly cared.
More to come. This is WJBC's This Week. Back to WJBC's This Week. I'm Terry James as we remember the seven men we lost in a tragic plane crash in Bloomington Tuesday. At Illinois State University, a memorial service held the same night of the news conference.
Reverend John Rayford serves as chaplain for our men's basketball team, as well as many of our other Redbird teams. Reverend Rayford, would you please share some of your thoughts?
Thank you, Mr. Lyons, President Dietz, to all the other leaders of athletic teams and academic teams, thank you for this opportunity to speak. I am reminded of a text, Trey, in the Isaiah chapter 55, where Isaiah tells us that, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways." And from this, I would like to answer the question, because I am certain that many of you want to know, why would God, a good God, let such a thing happen to such good people? Many of you have asked that question. But Melissa, what is God up to that he would take seven fantastic men, Ed and steal them back home in such a heinous way? Why would God do this? My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Please know and understand that to ask the question, why God, is futile at best. Because, listen, God owes us no explanation. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Ours is simply, Coach, to bless that wonderful name of the Lord. The statement was made, Coach Spack and Larry Lyons, that there's no playbook, Coach Barb, for such activity. There's no play you can find, Sue, that can answer the question of what do you do in times like this? Well, you are right, both of you, that there is no playbook for such events. I would suggest that we read another book, because though we have no playbook for such an event, God has a playbook, and he has an answer in that playbook. You see, it's up to God to decide when he gives and when he takes away. We want to understand, but Dr. Seidel, please hear this. Though this event catches all of us by surprise, though our heads can be hung low, Please know that God was not surprised by this accident. God was not taken off guard by the fact that this plane, for whatever reason, did not make its destination safely. God has, listen to me, he has no raised eyebrows as if caught off guard. He has no call meetings in heaven in order to figure out what just went on. God knew from the outset that this was going to take place. And hear this, as I've told you before, God's decisions are perfect. No accident to God. There was nothing that caught him by surprise. His decisions are perfect and they are absolute. I have a holy hunch that from this will, this community has already come together. This college has come together. This community is going to be better. And I just have a holy hunch that this country is going to be better. Joe, because of this event, though we don't understand, stop trying to understand, but this whole community is going to come together because these seven men were called back home. I've already seen it today, accidentally, while people come up and ask whether they're bringing nice gifts and memorials to remember these fine men. Why would this happen? You can ask God all day. He has no answer for you because it's by divine design that God let this happen. Understand that everything that we encounter is either God sent or God allowed. Many of you leaders, I know you're hurting. I know you're in pain. But what I have seen, Lisa, is God, watch me, letting you put your pain on pause for other people. That's what leaders do. Sean, that's what leaders do. They hurt later. But let me suggest something to you. Don't forget to hurt. We have been told that men don't cry. Throw that out the window. That you can't express emotion. Throw that out the window. Let me tell you why. One of the most powerful passages in Scripture happens to be a man of the most brief. Jesus wept. If Jesus can cry, y'all cry. God has created all of us, regardless of situation, with tear ducts in our eyes. It's what I call the mufflers to the soul. If you clog up a muffler and don't let it breathe, something on the inside is going to break. Cry. Let it out. It's therapeutic. It's healing. It gives you help in the journey ahead. And listen, we've seen it. Larry Lyons, life will go on. We won't forget. We will remember each of those names listed on the plaque up outside. But Nowinski, please understand that life must go on. Each of those gentlemen up there would want us to pursue excellence in our life. They want us to go on. I saw a young lady earlier today. In the midst of all of this drama, was up there plucking flowers and beautifying the area. She took some flowers out that didn't belong. She took others out, and she did fantastic things and made a fantastic display. Her name was Lena. I thought to myself, that is exactly what God has just done. He's come to his garden, and he took seven of his flowers out of his garden. Though we can't see it now, his garden is going to be even more beautiful because of what he has done. We may not see it, Joe. But trust God. Trust him that what he has decided is right. And hear this. Everybody in this room owes life, Mary, a death. I'll say it again. Everybody in here owes life a death. I pray that you're able to comfort each other because life will provide giants, giant situations that you can't handle. I don't care how big your chest is, how high you can hop, how many times you can dunk, how many rebounds you get, how many touchdowns you score. There are situations in life that you can't handle. They are giants. But never let your giant determine the size of your God. He's bigger than your giant. call him out, and press your way through. I would ask you to consider this. If God called those fantastic people home, please know that one of these days, your name too shall be called. Don't know why, but he will call us all home. Think of this. Your loved ones, as I conclude, let your last words to your loved ones be good ones, because you never know when your last time will come. Speak well to each other, words of love and comfort to each other, because you don't know. We can walk out of here, Coach Miller, and death can happen to each of us. So let your last words be words of encouragement, love, affection. And after we name great awards after these fine men, let's keep telling their kids, some who are yet to be born, how great their fathers were, how much love they left. Find good things to say to their kids. Let them know how they impacted you. As we come together as a Redbird family, let's keep the love going on. That's what they would have wanted. That's what they would have desired. And as you leave further, comfort each other with these words. Stop trying to figure God out. Don't let your giant be bigger than your God. Don't forget to cry. We sing a song in our culture, trouble, heartache, and pain will someday soon be over. And then we will sing hallelujah by and by. But after a while, Leanna, we'll be singing, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory, Jay, today is mine. You don't have to wait till the battle is over. Shout now, because we know in the win, with or without the battle bird, we win. I pray that you're comforted as you remember these seven fantastic men. Let's talk to God, shall we? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Our Father, our God, we thank you once again for this time together. We thank you, Lord, for these seven men whom you have called home. They belong to you, and you have the right to call them as you see fit. Ours, Lord, is simply to accept what you have done. And Lord, for every hung head and every hurting heart, I ask, Lord, that you please bring comfort. Serve them to know that you've got it all in control, and ours is to walk by faith and not by sight. I ask, Lord, that you transform these tears of sadness into tears of joy. Let us, Lord, look through the lens of our Lord and not through the lens of humanity. Through the lens of humanity, all we see is death and suffering. But through the lens of our Lord, we see victory. We see joy. We see the best that can come. So Lord, as we take leave of this place, again, transform our hung heads into high fives of fantastic celebration in your name. We bless you and we praise you. Lord, we ask it all in Jesus' holy and miraculous name. Every born again believer said amen. Say amen. A little bit louder, amen. Bless you.
WJBC's This Week returns after this. Welcome back to WJBC This Week. Again, we honor the victims. Aaron Leach, Tori Ward, Scott Bittner, Andy Butler, Terry Strelo, Jason Jones, Tom Heilman. Thank you for listening to WJBC This Week.
Terry is a huge sports fan, especially with ISU sports. ISU, I've always said, was Terry's third family, behind his family of Joni, Jill, and Jordan, and then his Pup 2 family. ISU is near and dear to his heart. He was a wonderful and giving person. I think the happiest moment Terry had was, you know, watching Jordan and Jim Collins' U High baseball team win the state championship a few years ago, and Jordan hit the game-winning home run, and the proudest moment a father could ever have.
Even the time in the office, the heart-to-heart conversations, hard decisions that had to be made, strategic planning, it's just the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
And those are my best memories.
He was one of the best
and treated everybody the same. And I think that's what you'll hear from anybody in college athletics or there in Bloomington Mall. You know, Illinois State's a special place, and Bloomington Mall's a special place, and he was a great fit.
He was one of these guys, he'd get frustrated. He was always great and wonderful and very supportive, but he'd get frustrated, like all of us do at Noon Ball. We just got to the point when he would get in a frustrated mode, we'd all start yelling, "Barrel!" because you knew he was just going to lower a shoulder and try to run over somebody because he was frustrated. It was really refreshing to listen to him talk about the way your son, my son in this case, could make a difference on the team. He was everybody's Jason. You know, everybody that he came in contact with had those same kinds of relationships with him because he was just that kind of affable, lovable guy.
Him getting mad at post players and kicking a ball up in his hand during the middle of a post segment at practice or workout, a text out of the blue, making fun of something that you said during the day that you didn't think anybody caught. Relationship builder and passionate are two great things and qualities that would warn anybody, and he word mastered those to a T, and learned a great deal from a person that's lucky to call it their friend.